being able to deter a major U.S. or Israeli military attack. And their second goal in their own strategy documents that they publish in public is to become the most dominant state in the Middle East. So my colleagues think that they'll stop at this kind of Japan model where you have a lot of HEU and you have the ability to enrich. But I don't think the Japan model is going to deter a U.S. or Israeli attack. I don't think the Japan model makes you the most dominant state in the region. If those are their strategic goals, and I take them at their word at that, they need weapons. So I think that, you know, they're playing it smart in terms of the way they move forward. They might stop short for a while, but I think that eventually they're going to weaponize. I think there's very little reason to believe that they're going to stop at this latent capability. In terms of Israel's decision, you know, so this is something that maybe didn't come out enough in the talk, but the Israeli option and the U.S. option are very different. The major difference being that the United States has much greater capability, has much greater ability to inflict lasting damage on Iran's nuclear program. So I think on balance, actually, that the Israeli military option is not a good one, and I'm not an advocate of an Israeli strike. I am an advocate of a U.S. strike because I think of the greater damage that we can inflict, that on balance the benefits outweigh the cost. In terms of whether Israel will go, I mean, the problem they face is that their window for effective military action is rapidly closing because they have less of an ability to hit the buried and underground, buried and hardened facilities. And as Iran follows through on these plans to do more and more enrichment work at Qom, Israel sees its window for effective action closing. So I think it's very likely that in the next 6 months or so, if we don't get a deal and Israel isn't absolutely convinced that the United States will take action if necessary later on, which I think is going to be a very hard case to make, that Israel will take action. So I do think that there's, you know, it's difficult to say, but, to put a point estimate on it, but there's a high probability that there will be a conflict this year.